walk in the darkness, which a lot of Christians do. We'll see that more and more. We lie and do not do the truth. Verse 7, but, now here's the second if clause. If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Indeed, the blood of Christ, of Jesus his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And we have spent some time now in regard to the blood. We have looked at the Old Testament sacrifices, especially now from the atonement. Whenever you see the word, the phrase dealing with the blood of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, I hope that by now, with our Easter, on atonement, the Old Testament, and all this, that you are able to make the understanding that to understand blood in the New Testament, you have to go back to the Old Testament, the sacrifices and the offerings. And remember representative analogies, not direct analogies. In other words, the blood of Jesus Christ, that phrase does not refer to the literal blood of Jesus Christ, but the reason it is used is because of the representative analogy of the Old Testament sacrifices, where the blood or the life of the animal is in its blood. And we'll look at that in a moment because that's a powerful illustration. The life of the blood is in the animal. And therefore, and the animal doesn't have spiritual life, therefore, it was to teach the spiritual death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So you have a representative analogy, not direct. Direct analogy, the blood of the animal is analogous to the blood of the animal, the blood of Jesus Christ. Representative analogy, the blood of the animal referring to his life is analogous to the spiritual death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Then we want to remember the mercy seat where the blood was poured as a covering, the atonement for all the sins of the world. He took care of it, if you believe that. And don't say that you believe that if you don't. Say that I believe in limited atonement. I believe that what Jesus Christ did on the cross took care of it partially. But man still has to repent. Man still has to confess. Man still has to feel sorry. Man still has to do something. Okay, that's what you really believe. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. I believe in limited atonement. I believe man has to do something. Or I believe in the atoning work of Christ on the cross, and all man has to do to receive the atoning work, the propitiatory work, the reconciling work, the restoration work of Christ on the cross is faith. Just believe in him because he accomplished it all. And as we saw last night, that brings glory to God. So we studied the mercy seat, and that's the place of propitiation and all those words that we studied in that. Now, the blood is the basis of so many things that we...